Mom, stop! This is like scarring me for life, Mom. Okay, can we just get this over and done? Oh, Yaka, don't want to know that. This is like weird, Mom. Oh my God, this is gross. Oh my God, Mom. Oh, Mom, stop!
My mom was a porn star.
I'm Honey, otherwise known as Miss Honey Analverka.
And I'm Maz.
And this is...
My mum's a porn star.
No. Hey, guess what, Mazza?
I'm so embarrassed.
I'm always going to be your embarrassing mum. That's special.
Unfortunately.
Say, Mazza.
Mother.
We survived. We didn't die. It's episode 8.
Oh, yeah, we made it.
We're alive. Yeah, woohoo. We've beaten the statistics.
Yep, that we have.
Woohoo. Winning at the small girls. And guess what we're talking about today?
What is that, Mum?
We're talking about honker honkers.
Oh my God, you did not just do that.
Talking about the bosoms, the knockers, the boobies, the bazookas.
I think they got it. They got the point, Mum. Okay.
Okay. Radio. So, when a little girl starts going for puberty, they get hormone changes, and then she get mozzy bites, and then...
Your voice even, Mum. What is that?
It's the sound that's coming out my mouth. There's no sound coming out your mouth. Do you still have a voice?
Yeah, no, I'm just shocked with your sound.
Radio. So, have you got any thoughts on boobs?
What do you mean thoughts, Mum? Come on, elaborate.
I don't know, I just thought you might have some wisdom you'd like to share with me, or question.
I have no wisdom or questions. The first thing that popped in my mind was boob sweat.
Boob sweat. Oh my God, boob sweat is such a thing. Have you seen those towels for boob sweat?
Oh no, I think I have actually, yeah. Now that you say that.
Yeah, yeah, they like go over your neck and you put like one boob in either end and
Yeah, I have actually, yeah, now you said that.
I so need them, especially while we're in lockdown with COVID and I haven't worn a bra for, like, yeah.
Yeah, I'll admit I haven't either. Well, I do occasionally.
No, even when I walk up to the corner store and groceries and stuff, it's just like, yeah, fuck it. They have seen me in all sorts of stages of very unglamorous.
If my jumper's baggy enough, then yeah, I won't wear one, I'll admit.
Fuck the jumper. Fuck them all. My boobs, they're free range. During lockdown, anyway. Yeah.
She's not a chicken.
They're my jubbly bubblies, and they're going to ling da ling da ling da ling da ling da ling about the place.
Oh my gosh, I just can't even with that. That's all for me.
That's my impersonation of them slapping and flopping about the place and everything while I'm walking and stuff.
Oh my gosh, I'm picturing that. Please don't. But like, it's over exaggeration of picturing, so it's even worse.
Oh, you remember when I used to do burlesque, and you know how you can do the tassel twirls? You put the
thing over. Oh my God, don't even.
Yeah, yeah. I could do not only that, no. I could twirl my whole entire boobs. Like my boobs twirling round and round and round.
That's disgusting. Mum, TMI. I think my ears are burning.
So I suppose we should do some edumacating rather than crapping on. So
probably.
Ooh.
That might help.
Might help?
Yes, a little.
Ooh, what would you like first? Would you like edumacating or would you like boobs in history?
Mum, you just made that sound really boring.
How can boobs be boring?
I don't know, but you just did it. Whichever one's less boring than the way you made them sound, you're going to make them sound good, Mum.
Okay, boobs are great. You have to play with them. You can, you know, the underneath is quite sensitive and the nipply, nippity, nippity. Did you know that some women can orgasm and nipple stimulation alone?
I don't want to know that. That was too much.
Well, obviously, you're not one of those women.
Oh my God, Mum. You're weird. You make comments like that to your daughter.
Well, you know, it's just genetics, dude, and where your nerve endings and shit, stuff and stuff and stuff and stuff.
Stuff and stuff and stuff.
You'd tell me if you had a sore back.
Huh?
You'd tell me if you had a sore back.
True, but yeah, it's still weird, Mum. This is weird. You're weird. You share too much.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah, you care too much.
That's right. Oh, I suppose I should probably point out to people, too, that... obviously Maz's voice isn't very clear at the moment because we're having to do this over the phone because, yeah, lockdown and out the border of my state's closed and Maz is in another state. But anyway, boobs. Honker honkers. Hey, yeah, I came across, I actually did like, you know, a search for different names for boobs. Not only did I come across over 300 different terms for boobs, right? But yeah. One of them was dueling banjos.
Right, that just, I don't see how, but okay.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like you sit there playing your nipple or something and ding 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 ding. Yeah, it's
what the fuck?
Exactly. What the fuck? But anyway, do you think you've got normal boobs?
No. They're saggy from being fat.
That doesn't mean they're not normal.
I don't like them. They're not normal.
Well, you don't like my boobs either because they're saggy.
No, but that's because your big boobs too are humongous. Ooh. That makes them scary.
Did you know that a pair of double D boobs can weigh from like 6 to 10 kilos?
See, fuck that.
Yeah, and like
that sounds heavy.
It is heavy. It's like carrying around a six month old baby constantly, all the time.
On your chest as well. Fuck
yeah,
that.
Yeah. I'd be like, and people wonder why women get sore backs. They're like, because these breasticles we got going on, man. They're weighing us down.
Oh my gosh.
Actually, mine, because as you know, that they're large-ish.
Mm.
When I used to work packing fruit and we used to have to stack our own pallets. So obviously a pallet is taller than me because I'm a short ass. And then and they'd be like these 22 kilo boxes that I'd have to lift up above my head. So I'd sort of grab them off the stacking thing, which was weight high. And then you sort of do this twisty sort of throw motion to get it up on top of the pallet. And the thing is, obviously, between the height of my waist and above my head, my boobs are in the middle. And rather in the road. So my boobs were just like cop a 22 kilo box on the way through, just slap. And I think that's why my boobs can just about take a beating from anything anymore. I think all the boxes hitting them took all the sensitivity out of them. It's just like.
Oh my gosh. Lovely, mother. Lovely.
Yeah. What you do for a job, for an underpaid job too, actually. I wasn't even getting the league wage there. Fuck. Anyways, yeah. Don't worry, darling. From what I've seen of your boobs are perfectly normal.
Oh my god, Mum, stop. That's creepy. You're a creep. Oh my god, no. No, stop. You really concern me.
I'm a creepy, creepy person.
Oh my gosh, did not just do that. That's shame. Oh my god, stop.
Now, there is a reason why I'm asking you this. Would you believe?
I'm telling you.
What?
I'm not telling you, you weirdo.
Oh my god, Mazza. I'm your mother. You can tell me anything.
Yeah, you saw them at birth. You know what they look like.
They were a little different then.
Yeah, you got the gist of it.
Yes, mine definitely weren't saggy at birth. That was something I acquired at puberty. Even when, like, you know, when you go through the little mozzie bump stage when you first start getting your boobs, mine still managed to sag, even though they were just like little, just puffy nipples. Somehow they still managed to be.
I don't need to know about you in puberty, mother. You can concern me.
Well, it's perfectly natural, darling.
Yeah, but that's your stories.
I'm telling you that.
Old people times.
Old people times. Oh, my God. You want to know old people times? Oh, my God. When I first got my period.
Oh, not this story again.
Oh, it was so bad, Mazza. It was so bad. So I've told you about the plastic undies?
Yes, you've told me about the plastic undies.
My mother gave me plastic undies to wear when I got my period. Here I am, 11-year-old child with no preparation about this whatsoever. Here's some plastic undies to wear. I think that was more traumatizing than the everything else. But anyway, the reason why I'm asking you about your boobs and your nipples is because depending on what list, study or compilation, however you want to call it, of boob shape, there's 7 to 10 or more different shapes of breasts.
Yeah.
And there is 8 different nipple shapes.
Okay.
Now,
I'm still not answering your questions to this by the way.
But, like, can you even think of 8 different nipple shapes? I couldn't think of it. When I read that, I was like, what?
And you got to think about African-American people and darker-skinned people have bigger nipples, so...
Well, see, we can generalize like that. This, like, you know, we generalize things about, like, you know, people, like, some races having bigger cocks, some places having smaller cocks, and as we know, I see...
No, that's not... Okay, that's a stereotyping, though, with that one.
Yes, but so is nipples, because...
No, but you've seen that.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And pregnant white people.
Yeah, well, anybody. There's always, you can have an average across a population and there'll always be exceptions to the rule. I can't say I know about that much about nipples across different populations to bear anything. However, I do know nipples come in different shapes.
Yeah.
So you can have like your sticky outies, or you can have your really sticky outies, or you can have your flat ones, or you can have your inverted ones and other combinations of little ones that look like little smiley faces and yeah. One of my nipples has got an extra little bit on it, actually.
I don't want to know that.
Yeah, it's like it has this little finger sticking up, waving, going, hello, on the end of it.
Oh my God, this is a night full of TMIs. No, scary.
I'm your worst nightmare.
Oh, something that might interest you to know, because you are a smoker, is that smoking cigarettes can cause saggy tits.
Oh, cheers, Mum, cheers.
Yeah.
You trying to pick on me?
No. I'm just educating you, darling. What you choose to do with that knowledge is up to you. I've given you the knowledge to arm yourself and go forth into the world and go, do I or do I not want to break down the elastin in my skin that may cause me to have saggy tits by smoking? It's like, well...
I have tried to quit several times, and you, that comment was so upset. So you upset the dog. She looked straight at me and was like, what, you trying to pick on me for my saggy boobs?
Yeah, the dog smokes too. That's totally why she's got saggy tits.
No, she's just trying to say you're picking on her for her saggy tits.
It also breaks down your Botox faster too, if you're a person that gets Botox. I know you don't, but if you were a person
I'm
that
broke.
Yeah, if you were a person that gets Botox, it also breaks down your Botox fast. So that's why mine lasts so long, you see.
Yes, because you're Miss Perfect. We all know.
Yeah, I am Miss Perfect with my saggy titties and my little finger-waving nipple.
Oh, my gosh. Ouch, my ears are burning.
Ooh, somebody talking about you.
No, you just burn them.
But anyways, like I was saying, there's all different shapes of boobs, and they're all perfectly normal. And because there's all different shapes of boobs, it means that some bra styles will suit some shapes of boobs, and they really won't work for other shapes of boobs, because it's
agreed.
Just...
Agreed.
Mmm, it's really...
When I have bigger boobs, my boobs look so much nicer and more thin, but I couldn't wear other things because they were so big. Now that they're smaller, I can wear the other things. They don't look as nice in some things.
Mm. And like everybody's boobs are different sizes as well. So, but some are like noticeably different sizes. Like, look at mine. I wouldn't notice that they're different sizes, but everybody's.
I'll admit though, when I was bigger, not being creepy or that, but if I held my boobs, I could tell that one was bigger than the other. I can't anymore.
Yeah, but that happens. That quite often happens as boobs get bigger and stuff. But if they had been, if one had been much bigger than the other, then what you could have done is you could have had like gotten push-up bras, you know, with the padded ones where you can take the pads in and out. Yeah, and you
I've
can
heard of that.
You even them up with the pads, you know, just put in an extra pad or take out a pad or whatever it needs to do to go. Oh yeah, she's about samesies now.
Yeah.
Yes. Or you could just let them hang out free, do whatever you want, like me going to the milk bar. So, and do you understand, like, bra sizing, how that works?
You mean how that works?
Well, how it works. There's a fucking science to it, man.
No, the way you're explaining it sounds like you're trying to be science. What do you mean, like, singles and doubles with the letters?
With the letters and the numbers and the stuffs.
Yeah, well, you go up a... With the numbers, the higher you go up is the bigger it's going to be around your waist and all of that. And then the letter and that, if it's one letter, it's smaller, but it's two letters, bigger, and you go up in the alphabet, it's the bigger your cup size.
Yeah, but you know, yeah? Like, say, a 10D and a 22D, the cup size, they're not the same, even though they've got the same letter.
was.
Hmm.
I have never had to shop that size.
So what happens is it goes up, the cup increases proportionally with the band size, the bit goes that goes around your rib cage, and it keeps going up in proportion. But so because it goes up in relation to the band size or whatever the fuck it's called, rather than the boob size, then it ends up being bigger. And I probably haven't explained that very clearly. But
honestly, that went through one ear and out the other. My ADD mind could not concentrate to that.
How the fuck do I explain it better? I don't know.
Mum, other people are normal. I'm not. They'll get it at least.
Oh, okay, rightio, okay, rightio. So we'll go with that. We'll hope people understand it better and stuff than I explained it. But yeah, basically, well, say if like the cup size is 20% of the band size, right? And the band is...
Oh, Mum, stop. You did percentage. I can't do percentage.
What about quarters?
That's my one thing off. Okay, yeah, I'm a bit better there. Let's try that.
Okay, so say the band size is 10. And the cup size is 1/4 of 10, right?
Yeah.
And then...
Why do you have to do an even number like that?
I'm trying to do it easy just with rounded
it's
off.
It's 12. Now. It's 12, okay? It's 12 now.
It's 12 now? The band size is now 12? Okay, right here. So
yeah,
say,
I can work with that.
Say the band size is 12.
Yeah.
And the cup size is 1/4... And a cup size is 1/4 of the bandwidth. Right, so that would be a 3, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then you've gone up a size to say a band that's 24.
Mm-hmm.
So then 1/4 of 24 is now 6.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they're totally different measurements, they're still both 1/4. Does that make
now
sense?
Now I'm thinking about math and not the whole subject at all.
Okay, well, say like a... A cups are like...
Everyone else gets it, Mum. I think we should just move on to the next topic. Too blunt for this.
Okay, rightio. But yeah, so going on that analogy, right, like an A cup might be a 1/16, a B cup might be a 1/8, a D, C cup might be a 1/4, a D, a whatever, and so blah, blah, blah. But anyway, that's my really bad analogy explained.
My head hurts.
I draw you a picture.
Oh, my God. Not her. I'm literally staring at my wardrobe just trying to figure this out. It's not working.
And then, of course, you've got your normal boob size, but boobs don't stay the same size. They actually change throughout your cycle.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I do.
Yeah, so different parts of where you are actually in your cycle. Sometimes they're bigger, sometimes they're smaller. Sometimes they get bumpy and sometimes they're super smooth and sometimes your nipples are more sensitive and all those sorts of things. Your boobs actually change heaps throughout the month in your cycle. Yeah, your bra might fit you great at the beginning of the month and not so great halfway through the month.
Yeah,
mm.
I get that.
Which is fucking sucks, especially seeing, like, if you have big boobs, so fucking expensive. There is no such thing as a proper cheap bra for a person that's got big boobs. Because then even, like, they'll quite often do, like, skinny straps on them. And if you have really heavy boobs, skinny straps on your bra can actually cause harm. They can dig into those nerves that run down into your arm.
Yeah, I've heard of that before,
yeah,
actually.
And so same sort of principles like when we're doing rope and bondage and stuff like that, and we've got to be really aware of pressure on the nerves. A poorly designed bra for big bazookas can do the same sort of damage. So proper fitting bra is important. And if you got big nuggets, they're fucking always expensive. Everything for if you're bigger fucking costs more. Just to cup your melons.
Well.
And then of course there's the whole, going back to nipples, there's the nipple thing where, you know, like everybody wants perky nipples that sit up on top of their tits, like I got perky nipples. And like most of us don't have perky nipples.
Yeah, nah.
It's like this, you know, this whole thing that all the magazines and porn, like unethical porn producers will say, I don't like them, no. You know, and so many different things in society are always perpetuating this thing about the perky breasts with the nipple sitting up all on top. Going, But in reality, that's a teen breast.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, like as you get older, the nipples tend to like travel downwards. Yeah.
And they droop.
They droop. But that makes sense if you're thinking about, like, evolution and stuff like that. If you're a little baby trying to have a feed, what's easier to reach, a nipple on top of your boob or a nipple underneath your boob?
Yeah, or at least lower.
Yeah, lower on the end, not right underneath, up in the crease. The baby's in there under the boob trying to get it smothered.
Oh, my God.
Mom, I can't breathe. Where is he? He said it was here. But yeah, anybody expecting to have perky nipples is unreal fucking listic, and that's just another fucking bullshit thing that society's put on it. And it's just fucked, okay? It's just fucked.
Oh, love the accent, mother. Love it.
Well, it's just sexy, fucked. Isn't it?
Just fucked.
It is. It is. It's a bit shite.
Oh my God, that's even worse.
Have you ever seen somebody with an extra nipple?
Yes, kinda. I don't know. I can't really remember. But okay, do you remember my One Direction phase?
Mm-hmm.
So one of the singers, Harry Styles, I think it's that one. One of the singers always said that they had a third nipple and that, but I don't know if it was like a birthmark or like a freckle that looked like one or something, but yeah, something like that. I have heard.
Yeah, I was going to say your aunt was so obsessed with him too.
Oh my God, she was actually, especially when he came out as like on his own.
Yeah.
I remember she was always pumping his song, especially Sign of the Time. She was like, yeah.
Yeah.
I could never forget that song. That's one song that's going to stick in my head.
Yeah. So they actually estimate that about 1 in 18 people have extra nipples.
Okay, then that's too freaky for me. Well, most of the time they'd get it cut off at birth, wouldn't they? That's probably why, though.
Well, I don't know. Well, actually, you know what? You're probably right, because they do that to men, like the poor darlings. Quite often, babies, like male babies or babies with penises, however you want to put it, are born with their urethra not at the end of their dick. Now, do you know what I mean when I say urethra?
Do you mean their pee bit?
Yeah, the hole where the pee comes out.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not at the end of the dick.
Man, where is it?
Well, this is the thing. It can form when you're a baby getting formed. It can form anywhere along the shaft.
Just a hole randomly.
Yeah, the hole can just randomly be anywhere. It's not uncommon for that to happen. Normally, it's still in the knob when it happens, but it can be anywhere in the shaft. So if it's still in the knob, what they do is they cut the shaft where that hole is till it gets to the end to make it join up and look like it. You've just got a slit. Like, have you seen some people that have got, like, their knob that's sort of split in half?
I can't remember anyone else's.
Oh, okay. Well, I've seen them. I've seen them.
I haven't been that good then.
I've seen quite a few, yeah, where they've had that. They've been born like that, and then the doctors have just slit the knob and tilt down to the hole.
Oh, you're making me hurt, and I'm not even male.
Yeah. But the really, really sad thing is if this hole is way back, like further, like halfway down or near the bottom of the shaft, some countries, its policy's been, I would hope that most have changed by now, but you never know. There's still a lot of very...
Tell me, you're making me scared.
They actually do a surgery on them to cut it off and turn them into a girl, like give them a false vagina, like, and everything, and tell the parents to raise the child as a girl.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, geez. Ew,
ow. Yeah. So there's a lot of people in the world that, unfortunately, the doctors have made that decision on their behalf and done that to them. Or they've tried to do reconstructive surgery to move it on them as a child, which has then affected how their penis has then grown and developed. All the scar tissue and everything has fucked it up and everything, and then they end up in a lot of pain as adults from all this scar tissue from all these multiple surgeries and stuff of trying to move the eye when they could have just left it where it was until they finished growing, and then ask them, hey, is this bothering you or would you like it moved? So it would not surprise me if they cut people's nipples, extra nipples off, is where that was going.
Okay then.
But there was actually one guy even had 7 nipples.
Wow, that's a lot.
And one woman even, she had not only an extra nipple, but her extra nipple had all the breast tissue with it and everything, all the ducts and everything. And it was on her thigh. And after she had a baby, her thigh nipple produced milk as well.
Wow, that's so weird.
It would be handy if you had triplets.
Guess so.
Yeah, and so when we talk about nipples, the nipple is only actually the sticky outy bit in the middle. The coloured bit that goes around the nipple is actually called the areola.
That's it. I was trying to try and say it, but I couldn't remember it properly.
Yeah, yeah, and it's got little bumps in it. And normally that's... I shouldn't say normal. Normal's not the right word because they're all fucking normal. It's so varied. Everything is normal. But a lot of people, theirs is darker than the rest of their skin, but some people it isn't. Some people... I've used to work with a girl. Her nipples were no darker than her fair skin. I was, wow, really used to blow me out, eh? When I would do doubles together and I'd be like... Wow, they really aren't a different colour. But anyway, and then of course, some people have hairy nipples as well. And you get the skin on your nipples thinner than the rest of your body because, like, you know, it's stretched out and shit over your boobs growing and stuff. So some people get prone to, like, dry boobs and everything. So you got to moisturize your boobies and your nipples to keep them all nice. Mm-hmm. And then some people have a T-zone because you have a T-zone thing happening on your chest, like, you know, above your boobs and between your boobs. And then a lot of people get really bad pimples there and the whole, like, boob T-zone.
I get pimples all over my boobs.
Mm, you do?
Yeah, because that's my pores are all icky.
Yes.
No matter how much I try and, you know, exfoliate in the shower, I even tried using that stuff that you got me for my face on them.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, because that's another thing, like, sweat in your bras can be really, can, like, cause boob pimples too and everything.
Will say, though, since I've been hardly wearing my bra, I don't get it much in the T-zone anymore. And because it's not there to rub and hold the sweat there.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, yeah, so that's why they say you should get changed out of your bra after you've been to the gym or whatever, because otherwise sitting there in that sweaty bra can cause pimples.
Yeah.
Mm. Fucking chinas. Well, they fucking, you should see what I fuck in real life too. That's
just. No, I don't want to know. I don't want to know. I don't want to know. They're old enough to be my twin, probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
See?
Although, there was one guy that I was like talking to the other week. I've been talking for a couple of months, but we've decided not. He was just too young, hey. He was like 18 and he was just so
ew
clueless about everything that I was just like, oh no, I can't talk to you. And go, you're just a little. And he wasn't.
That's how I feel about anyone younger than me.
Anyway, getting old and creaky and crotchety.
Getting old? I think you already caught there.
Shh, I'm not 40 till next year, okay?
Well.
So, going back to the topic, seeing as your phone's going flat.
Yeah.
Boobs aren't just made of fat. So they're like a complex system of glands and ducts and everything that all link up to your nipples. And there's like muscles and fibrous tissues and everything underneath there and stuff. And men's boobs are fairly much the same. They're just not developed.
Men
really
have boobs. I thought they would have nipples.
Well, they have nipples. But, and they can get breast cancer too.
Yeah, I know that.
Yeah. But they can actually breastfeed as well.
If they were to get pregnant with the hormones, I'm guessing.
Yeah, if you give them, if you stimulate them, right, and give them the hormones, they can breastfeed. And some guys can just breastfeed naturally anyway. They just have a hormone imbalance that produces milk.
Fair enough then.
Hmm. Which is really, well, I find it interesting anyway, because I want to relactate.
Would it be handy?
It would be handy. Oh, bloody oath. Wouldn't it be awesome to be able to share the night feeds? Be like, your turn to get up. But like, I've been studying all the hormones and shit like that and everything behind it, or I did probably last year. I did all that, so it's a bit rusty in my head now, but I studied all the hormones and all the inducing and all the different ways to cause you to lactate, because I want to relactate. So yeah, it can be done, and some people do it naturally, and yeah, males can breastfeed too if they wanted to and go for all the time. It's just so much work to lactate without falling pregnant. It's like, oh, I keep starting doing it, but it's just so much work. I never.
Oh, I don't want to know. That means you're playing with your nipples, you freak.
I am. I sit there at work.
Oh my God, stop. That's enough.
And it's really funny because I need, because I've only known out of all the people that I speak to that are into adult nursing relationships, which is when you lactate and breastfeed your partner for the whatever reason you want to do it. But yeah, if that's what those adult nursing relationships are. And out of all the people I speak to about that, I've only come across one that's managed to do it without a partner, because it's so much work, and the stimulation of when you do it by hand and with machine is not the same as when stimulated with a mouth. The mouth stimulation is far more effective. So I just end up... So I end up just sitting there playing with my boobs at work, or I hook myself up to the expressing machine and everything, and I'll be sitting there doing it, because you got to do it every 2 hours. It's a fucking lot of work. This is what I'm saying. It's really, really a lot of work. And I sit there going, asking all the girls if they want to be my suckle buddy, because I need somebody.
Oh my gosh, nightmares. No, thank you.
Like, even the receptionists at work, I'll sit there and go, flop my ticker on the desk and go, I need a suckle buddy still. Do you want to be my suckle buddy?
Oh my god, cringe.
Safe to say, I have not achieved re-lactating yet. It'll happen, hopefully, one day. And I don't want to take the hormones to do it, because then that increases weight gain, and then I'd have to get bigger clothes, and who the fuck can afford to get bigger clothes just because you want to be able to breastfeed people? But anyway. Oh, and do you cow porn. I really want to do you cow porn.
Before, at least you didn't say what it was for. I couldn't picture it. Now you've said it. Thank you.
Yes, I've edumacated.
No, Mum, I knew about that before, but I didn't need to. You didn't at least say it, so I didn't picture it. Now picture it.
You know that the holes, like the milk comes out of your nipple, there's up to 20 holes. Pshum, 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 pshum.
I know, there's lots of little ones. It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, lots of little ones. Do you remember when I used to chase your uncle around shooting him with my breast milk?
You were a freak.
That was fun. If you got weapons, may as well use them.
Oh, my gosh. I need to pee, Mum.
You need to pee? Do we need to pause? How is your piss? Do you feel much relieved now, lassie?
Oh, it's so much better. Thanks, Mother.
Well, it will make you feel better to know that we're almost finished boobs, but then we got other stuff we've got to cover. Yeah. So... because I'm a history nerd, I had to touch on some boobs in history, okay?
Yep.
Yeah, rightio. Seeing as we were just talking about nipples, I thought it was really interesting. You know, they used to, well, it's not interesting, it's fucking rather convenient for the fucking friggin' dodgy ass fucking pervin' cunts, actually. But anyway, they used to diagnose women by licking. By looking. They would look, use their eyes to see, to visualize a women's nipples. So they'd be like, oh, your nipples are that color. This must be wrong with you, or that must be wrong with you. Or they even reckon they could tell that you just had sex by the color of your nipples and shit like that.
Right.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? And see why I'm thinking that some perverted guy came up with this theory?
Yeah, I do, Mother.
Yes. But on other what the fuck theories, because I found a few of them, right? Okay. In the Renaissance, people believed that mother's milk was actually vaginal blood that had transformed into milk as it moved from the womb to the breasts.
Oh. What's the actual fuck?
Yeah, like some sort of divine transformation or something. Going up, and as we go up, we change color and change nutrient density and blah 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 blah. Wazoom! Melon milk.
No, that's some crazy.
Yeah.
Witchery.
Yeah. Some weird shit. Hey, and if your melon milk or cantaloupes was not enough producing the more milky goodness in Egypt. So this record that dates back to 1400 BC, radio that they reckoned that women should rub warm fish bones on her back, or sit cross-legged and rub poppy plant into her breasts while eating sour bread to stimulate milk flow.
I'd rather not, thanks.
Yes.
That's gross. Fish bones, oh, yuck, nah.
And why the fuck would you think sticking something on your back would help your milk production? Like, at least the poppies on the boobs, that at least is the right general area.
Yeah, on your boobs. But yeah, on your back, that's something else. Like, okay, maybe some sort of back pain from the boobs, but...
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, back pain from the boobs. But then it's for milk, not pain, so...
That's what I mean. That's what I want. The it's weird it's for milk, not paint.
Yeah, weird, man. I bet you men thought of that one too.
Men think of everything stupid. Sorry, men.
Yeah, that's why we need more female architects to design houses that make sense. But anyway, so that was boobs.
Those boobs were us.
Yeah, airbags, bowlers, busts.
Mangoes, melons, watermelons, whatever.
Memories and coconuts, the good old twins.
Oh my gosh. I thought we boob were to one night.
So we have another question sent in to us by somebody that wants our help.
Oh yes.
Yes,
questions.
Yes. We love questions. We do love questions. I love questions. I get all excited about how.
Love hearing from our fans.
Yeah. Now, I'll just find it because you know me. Yeah. Okay.
Always losing
everything. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I was semi-prepared tonight. I have most of my stuff sorted. But anyway.
Yeah.
So, here we go. My friends say they never watch porn or masturbate, and I just say I don't either. But I do a lot, and I don't know if it's normal or how do I become more comfortable with it so I can be open and not shy.
Well, me personally, I don't watch it. My thing is I'm scared to see you somewhere on the internet. It's normal. My partner talks about how he watches it if I'm not home or something, and how he, if, when he's single, he wouldn't. It's a normal thing to do and shouldn't be ashamed of it. It's, especially with men. Men do it a lot. And even women like to be shy about it too, but even my mother told me sex is perfectly normal and that's a part of sex and that's normal.
Yes. Yeah, so you should listen to your mother. She sounds like a pretty wise woman.
I'm never going to tell her that.
So I think this person is male, and now I'm reading back over the thingo. I'm not entirely sure if they're male or female, actually. That was a...
But either way, it's fine.
Yeah, either way, it's fine. And that was a terrible assumption to make on my part that I thought it was male. The person was male that sent me this. But anyway... Either way, it's perfectly normal and it's fine. And I know when they messaged me, I was in a hurry and I was just like, oh, fuck, I don't want them to think I've read their message and not reply. And then they feel all like, you know, hurt or whatever. I'm like, fuck, I'll answer something, but I'm in a hurry. So I just wrote back and went, well, your friends are lying. And then I'm just, and then afterwards when I've had more time to look at what I wrote, I went, oh, that comes across a little harsh. It's not what I meant at all. I'm like, oops. Yeah, so I was like, I'll answer it properly on the podcast. I'm sorry. Like, oops. But anyway, so yes, it's perfectly normal. Depending on gender or whatever, I would say men are far more likely to watch porn than women, but I do know plenty of women that like porn as well. What I find with women is their types of porn tend to be different to what men, the types that men like. Don't get me wrong, like, women don't all just like, oh, the lovey-dovey porn and it's gotta have a plot, and rah, 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 rah. That's not what I mean when I say women like to watch different porn. I know plenty of women that love, consensual non-consent porn, which is the political correct name for like rape fantasy porns, basically putting it down to that sort of stuff. But the thing is, like, the women like that stuff, like the consensual non-consent, that the people knowing the women involved in that making that and the people involved in that consented to that off camera, you know, yeah. That they're not, and that nobody's actually getting harmed, that everybody's up for it and enjoying it and have a good time, as opposed to like actual abuse. So and they're sort of different, where the guys don't really care. They like the rape fantasy and they don't care how ethical the porn is in general, is what I find. So they can like the same sort of extreme hardcore looking porn, but to women it'll matter how ethical it is, how ethical it was made and produced and things like that. Porn, yeah, definitely both genders perfectly normal to watch. And the thing is, if you see something on porn and it's extreme and you're all like going, oh my God, am I a freak because I like this? It doesn't mean that you actually would enjoy that in real life.
Yeah.
Yeah, porn's a really good way to explore your sexual psyche, like what's ticking along and the little corners out of the way and everything, and you can really enjoy the fantasy. And then if it happened in real life, you really would not be happy at all. You know what I mean? I know plenty of things. And that's the thing I see quite a bit with clients too. They'll come with these extreme fantasies and I'll go, have you done any kind of play like that before? And they're like, no, but I want to jump straight to you shitting in my mouth. And I'd be like, I don't think that's a good idea. That's a bit extreme. I know it sounded fun when you watched it on porn, but let's move up to that sort of thing. But so many guys go, no, this is what I want. I want you to shit in my mouth. This is... and you try to talk them out of it and they've got no experience, but they watched it on a porno and it was really hot. That's what they want. And so you do it and then they go, oh, yuck. And the reality is nothing like the fantasy. It's like, dude, this is because you don't just go jumping in the deep end just because you looked at and saw it and thought it looked hot. What freaking triggers positive responses in your body on a video is not the same as what triggers positive responses and stimuli to your body.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, there's that. Masturbating, also perfectly normal. I would say more guys do it than girls, but I would say that not because genetically or, you know, that the gender's predisposed. I would say that women are conditioned more to be shame about it than men. And that women internalize that and listen to that, because we're raised to be good little girls and do what we're told and not rock the boat and all that sort of shit. So women will struggle with that a lot more and not act on their impulses more than men. Also, men's cocks are right out there flopping about all the time. Like, you hold them when you have a piss. We don't hold our vulvas when we have a piss. It's all tucked away and a bit hard to get to, you know. You can't just go, woohoo, oh, actually, I got a hard on while I was doing that. Oh, fuck it, why not? I'll rub one out. No, it doesn't work like that for us. We've got to pull down our pants and everything. It's just fucking awkward, you know. It's just not as easy. And then we definitely don't admit it because, once again, that whole society conditioning people back. Oh, my God, it's bad. You can't do it. Don't be a dirty hoe. You play yourself. Oh, my God. No, but the thing is, it's so healthy and normal and natural. I'll tell you, it is so healthy and normal and natural. When I was in a psych ward as a teenager, you know, my mum packed me off to the loony bin, and we had all our rooms in this ward. They had a long desk where the nurses would sit, and all our bedrooms were across from that desk. So it was like, if that makes sense, can you visually picture that?
Yeah, I can.
And all our doors were constantly opened so they could supervise us, make sure we weren't hurting ourselves or anything while we're in our rooms. So when the nurses asked me, one of them was doing some sort of fucking study or whatever, and she asked me if I'd be willing to, you know, answer questions, blah, 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 about this study I think she might have even been doing a PhD or something. I don't fucking know. It was a long time ago. But anyway, so she asked me to do a part of this, you know, answer her questions and blah, 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 and then she asked me about my masturbating habits and everything. I'm like, well, not since I've been here. She's gone, what do you mean not since you've been here? I'm not going to have a wank while I'm here. She's gone, what do you mean, you're not? I'm sitting there going, as if we're going to have wanks while we're staying here. And she couldn't, and I'm just going, our doors are right open. And you're just sitting there supervising us the whole time, seeing into our rooms. None of us are going to masturbate knowing you're watching, or maybe there might be the occasional exhibitionist. But generally, especially being a teen ward, you know, none of us were going to do that. And so that once they found that, once she could take that back to the staff and the people run it, they had this whole great big conundrum then of going, oh, my God, how are we going to get these teenagers masturbating, because it's so much an important part of your development and mental health and developmental health and all these other things, that for us being there for 3 months or however many months, not having a wank is a bad thing.
Yeah.
Hmm. That's how important and natural and normal masturbating is.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as for the bit where it's a lot, how do you define a lot? You know, once a day to some people would be a lot, but then I know heaps of guys that are 3 or 4 times a day guys, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know many women that are multiple a day people, but
our workloads generally tend to be different, our responsibilities. God's truth, I can barely ever have a fucking wank because your sister's always about.
Oh, my God, TMI.
It's killing me. We're in lockdown all this time. She's not even going to school. I don't even have that privacy. I can't keep up my anal training. I can't masturbate. I can't film content. I had to bribe her for 10 minutes privacy just to be able to have phone sex the other night.
Okay, I don't need to know that. I don't need to know that. Do not need to know that. Change the subject.
But anyway, it's perfectly normal.
I'm just setting this in post-production just because when I went back over the episode and edited it, I don't think I answered the question well enough, and it's an important question. So I'm just going to, you know, just add a little bit more in to answer that, some bits I might have missed. So how often do women masturbate? I mentioned how our lifestyles and our responsibilities tend to mean that we masturbate less. We've rub one out, left off less often. But it doesn't mean that's not all women. Not every woman's in that situation. I know quite a few women that masturbate every day, some more than once. It just depends on the person. Whatever feels right for you is right for you. Don't ever feel bad because you masturbate too much or too little. Whatever feels right for you. Every person's body is different. The only thing is, like, when does it become a problem? And this is the thing, like, I've been diagnosed as a sex addict, right? I firmly believe that if I was a male, I would not have been diagnosed as a sex addict. That just simply because I was a female and our society doesn't allow women to embrace their sexuality in the way it allows men to, I think, if I had been a man and of the same habits, then it would have been just like, it's just a guy. That's just what guys do. So when it becomes a problem, it's like anything else. When does any other thing become a problem? Is it stopping you from doing some other things that you want to do? Is it interfering with your life in a negative way? Those sorts of things. It's not like numbers of how much and everything. Like, God's truth, if you have your life a leisure and you can just lay about all day and rub one out all fucking day and just bills are paid, rent over your head, you've got nobody to care for and everything, why not? You know what I mean? Like, you know, but if you're not going to work because you're too desperate to stay home and have a wank, or you can't have sex, like you can't get it up to have sex without watching porn, that's when it's become a problem. Not by the number of hours you watch or whatever. It's all relative to you personally and your situation. There is no right and wrong as such, or normal, because it's just so varied and we're all so influenced by our lives and our societies and our living situations that you just can't have a, there's just no one size fits all answer to that. As far as how about where or how you could get more comfortable in your masturbating habits or porn watching habits or whatever, or comfortable with them yourself, learning that self-acceptance. If you go online and check out, you know, sex positivity website, sex educators forum. I don't actually know what resources are out there as far as the sex positivity movement goes, but everything's pretty much online these days. Google enough, you'll find it. But they're the people that realize the importance of sex and how suppressed we are. And yeah, so that would be the places to go to find in more in-depth answers than what I can give you as part of a podcast just in reply to an answer. I probably really should do an episode on this. Another community on you could try and research online that with of the whole importance of self-pleasure and your body and how interconnects with everything and is so important. And these people have that shit down, man. They've got the fucking ins and outs of that like you wouldn't believe, is the Conscious Sexuality Community. Now, the only thing is, as much as I love everything they do and what they believe and what they advocate and the way they live their principles, they use all big words and they do all the airy fairy shit. So it's really not the resource for a lot of people. So yeah, if that's you, that you're happy to wade through that version of information, go for it. They're a great resource. They They know heaps. But it's the thing is, like, you know, this question just highlights how much society teaches us to be ashamed of our sexuality and of self-pleasure. It's part of the way that society is controlling us, really. It helps if they keep us ignorant. You look at how little's taught about sex education in America, and look at what's happened in recent years with them bringing in all these abortion laws and everything, which plain make no sense as far as legal rights over your own body, but as far as biology works, you know, it's just crazy. If you look at the wording of those laws, they are insane, absolutely insane. Nobody with half a clue of how biology and pregnancy works wrote them. Obviously, that's what happens when they keep us ignorant, that they can force that kind of control over it. And that might sound like fucking, ooh, give her the tinfoil hat, she's fucking loopy with conspiracy theories. But time and time again throughout history, it's shown that, yeah, your conservatives, they crack down on sexuality. That's how they control you. Not only does keeping us ignorant help keep us gullible to believe their lies, but keeping us feeling ashamed causes us to conform to try and gain acceptance. And then we live by the rules that they set, you know, sort of thing, because we want to be accepted. So once again, they've set the rules and then we've conformed, and lo and behold, they're controlling us. It's all part of society dumbing us down so they can get more control over us. A person confident in their sexuality and their body knows how to give themselves pleasure and to seek and to ask for pleasure they want. You know, a person like that, that's got that sort of self-confidence and self-empowerment, what that comes with that self-confidence, is a lot harder to control. And like this shit that when they say that, you're going, oh, you know, women need to respect themselves and not be sexual. Basically what they're saying is they're telling women to be good and biddable and to be happy with the crumbs of pleasure that men give them, rather than demanding their own pleasure and their own enjoyment is equally important as the males. It's like, oh, well, I'll come in and I'll slap my dick in her and it's just to procreate. It's not for her pleasure. So fuck her. I don't care how dry she is. I'm just going to shove it in there. And the good little do as she's told woman that's got oh, so much shame about this and no knowledge soon learns to just accept that. And that's fucking not on in my mind. The other really important thing about masturbation is through masturbation, we explore our own bodies and our own pleasure. So in learning what feels good for ourselves, we're better able to guide future partners to give us pleasure, because nobody's fucking mind reader. You know, you do need to explain things and guide a bit things, and everybody's body is different. Just because it worked on somebody else doesn't mean to say you're going to enjoy that. So you need to know what does feel good for you and to guide them to basically the area emotions or whatever. And you learn that through masturbation and trial and error pretty much. And when I say that we learn through masturbation to be able to guide others better, to give us pleasure, you know, that doesn't mean that you have to have somebody else to give you pleasure. You might be asexual with no interest whatsoever in having another person touch you sexually. You may go, well, fucking all the partners available for me are pieces of shit and I'd rather be over here with my fingers and my vibrator than put up with their crap and be tied down to their just fucked upness for the rest of my life. So once again, masturbation is good. It empowers us. We don't have to rely on others for our pleasure if we can give it ourselves. Another bonus about masturbation is through having a wank and feeling things out, we get to know what our genitals feel like. So when something all of a sudden feels different, you can sort of go, oh, that's not normal. That wasn't there last week. I better go to the doctor. And we can be proactive about our sexual health that way, because 99% of STIs, the sooner you catch them, the more treatable they are, sort of thing. So you want to notice changes as soon as possible and get to a doctor as soon as possible. And this is all benefits of masturbation. And there's a whole lot more, but hopefully that answers the question better. And I hope that answers your question.
Yes. Yeah. I hope so too.
Yes. If not, chuck me another message and we can always touch on that some more. We should probably do an episode about masturbation at some point.
Probably should, to be honest.
Mm. Mm. So,
Mom.
Yeah.
We were excited, so I was like, Mom.
Have you heard the new, what is it, WAP song by Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion?
Yes, I have.
Mm. What you think?
Yeah, I actually realized I've heard it a few times.
Yeah.
And that, but I'm still quite full of process it, to be honest.
The poor little conservatives over in the USA, they're getting their knickers in a knot trying to ban it.
Yeah, I don't get that. It's a song. Even as kids, you let us sing swear words and songs, and you dress just in songs only when they're playing.
Yeah. And the thing is, I'm sitting there going, oh, lordy, 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 I'm sorry, conservatives, but your sexism is showing. Because the only difference between that song and half, if not 80% of the rap songs, R&B and all that out there, is that it's women singing about it.
Yeah.
You know? Like,
and not a man.
Yeah, and they're being in charge and control of their sexuality and, you know, empowered and blah, blah. And it's not a man fucking talking about a woman being a piece of ass and objectifying her for his sexual gratification or whatever. No, no, the shoe's on the other foot. And now they're like, oh, no, oh, no, oh, no. And it's just like, fuck off.
Yeah.
And for people that go, oh, my God, what's the world coming to? What's the generation, you know? Oh, my God. No, this is fucking bullshit. Songs like this and women that have been empowered and everything have been around for freaking forever. Mate, you should see some of the lyrics to that, some songs that women sang in the 30s and the 20s and everything. You're like, ooh, lordy, lordy. Oh, I love this one, right? I can so relate to this one, you know. So there's this one song by this chick. Oh, fucking, oh, what's her name again? Something. Oh, her last name's Bogan, actually. Lucille Bogan, right? And she's got this song, and the lyrics, one of the lines are, a big sow gets fat from eating corn, and a pig gets fat from sucking. Reason you see this whore fat like a hen, I am. Great God, I got fat from fucking. Love it, love it, love it, love it. So yeah,
that sounds like that back then, so why can't they now?
Yeah, exactly. And it's just this whole fucking, more of this controlling fucking, the patriarchy have women so fucking brainwashed and everything, they're doing their friggin' dirty work for them. They're not even standing up for themselves. It's like, oh my friggin' God. Here's some more lyrics from this song, right? Okay. You go, feel just like I want to fuck some more. Grind me, honey, and shave me dry. Woohoo!
Oh, my God.
Got nipples on my titties, big as the end of my farm.
You can listen to that when I'm not around.
Daddy, you say that's the kind of them you want. Come on and make them come. Yeah. But anyway, lyrics have been colourful for quite some time. It's not some modern thing. I do have some concerns about this WAP song, though.
Yes, Mom.
Macaroni in a pot.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to visualise how macaroni in a pot represents the vulva and getting wet. I don't know either. And I'm just going, what? You know, fucking the only cheese, like, well, macaroni's cheese, but, isn't it?
The reason why they probably had to do that, though, Mum, because I don't want to say, but there's a rapper that had, even it was censored out, but they had a plant that was shaped like one, and then this chick put their fingers in it while she was fingering it.
Yeah.
And you got real, there's a lot of controversy and hate against it, even though he had it blurred out. And that's probably why they're.
Okay. But then they've also got lyrics in this song like, I want to gag, I want to choke, I want you to touch that dangly thing at the back of my throat.
Mm.
And they're okay. And hey, I'm all for that. I love a bit of gagging and choking and deep throating myself. Like, fuck yeah, come at me with that shit. But macaroni in a pot. I'm like, what? Are we talking about dick cheese or is...
How about you go message Cardi and ask her?
Oh, I could do that. I do like the line, I do a kegel while it's inside. I'm like, that's it, girl. You work those muscles. That's how you get the real skills, and you start using the muscles and you massage that cock while you're being fucked and milk that fucking dry with your pussy.
Fair enough.
You don't feel so? You don't agree?
Shut up. TMI, stop.
I accidentally put your phone down for a minute, so I hope everybody can still hear. Oops. Hopefully Steve can fix that in post-production. Steve's helping me with these phone calls to try and get it balanced for me, that audio, because I'm fucking shit at that. Oh, mate, it's hard enough editing the episode at the best of time without doing it this way. It just fucks with my head.
Yeah.
But speaking of getting wet, I thought I'd get your opinion, right? So I came across, in my research, I came across the 10 dick-sucking commandments. Now, there's the 10 dick-sucking commandments, which I thought we could evaluate. And then a woman then replied back with her version of the 10 vagina eating commandments, or however you want to put it. Now, as both being bisexual women, I thought we could have an opinion on this. So, with the 10, number one is no teeth. This is the guy's version. Well, now, pardon? Well, I actually disagree with that, because I've come across, it's not uncommon for guys to like a little bit of teeth.
No,
you feel, okay, we're on different sides of the fence there. Number two is plenty of spit.
That's common given, or at least move or something.
Fuck yeah, you got to slobber that spitty, plenty of...
My God, don't even make the noise, that's too much.
Plenty of tongue.
Yeah, number three.
Yeah, that was number three, plenty of tongue.
Yeah,
okay, and number four is don't just suck the dick, make love to the dick.
Yeah, boring and just repetitive.
Number five, don't forget the balls.
Some guys.
Yeah, I know. When they're fucking hairy, I don't like sucking hairy balls.
Yeah, but like, some girls don't even like them touched in their ear.
Yeah, some guys are super sensitive, eh? They really don't like it. So that's a good point. Yeah, some guys really don't like it. And the other thing is, if they haven't washed them properly, oh, fuck that.
Yeah.
Number six, twirl that head with the tongue too.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck?
Your noise.
Oh, my noise. Okay, right, yeah. Yeah, fair enough. But you agree with that about technique was? Number seven is grind the dick like pepper while sucking. Oh, I'm gonna have me some pepper. I'm gonna have me some salt. It takes a bit of coordination to achieve that motion, though. Yeah. So, number eight is moon while sucking the dick.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're referring to the vibrations that that causes with that, or
the sound.
Or the sound, you know, just the whole like, yeah, she's loving it, so I'm loving it too. And then number nine is always make eye contact while sucking.
Not always, but here and there.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. I actually find it quite, it's quite an awkward angle to try and do that, especially if you're deep throating. It's like if you've got a cock all the way down your throat, it's a rather hard angle to try and angle up so you can look them in the eye. And I have hooded eyelids, you know. It's like friggin' forehead contortion or eyelid contortion trying to look them in the eye in a lot of position. It's like...
Yeah.
So I agree with that in theory, but as you say, not always. And it's fucking a lot harder than it sounds often. And number 10, when he swallows, you swallow that cum.
Yeah, no, I'm right there.
Well, yeah, I think that's a varied answer to that one. I think it depends on the situation. Pardon?
And it's a preference to thing there.
A which?
A preference thing.
Oh, preference, yes. Yes, and everything. And also, of course, STIs and everything. So I think that depends on the situation with that one. But all in all, I think we could give this a 9 out of 10 for the 10 commandments, I feel. What do you?
Oh, I'm giving it an 8.
An 8. Okay, 8. Rightio, fair enough. So old matey needs to go back and have a words with Moses and fix those couple up. So, but now, being written by a female, these 10 female ones or vaginal ones or whatever, they're a little more wordy, but I do like her attitude, I think. So number one, it's a vagina and not a cheesecake. Don't just shove it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree with that one. Number two, warm up is essential. Take your time. Number three, treat it with love. You will be rewarded.
If I was rushing, just, what the fuck are you trying to do?
Yeah. It doesn't doesn't well, I can be a bit of a rusher myself because you get straight to the and you know, like, and then I have to remind myself, no, slow down. Better if you slow down. But then I'm always in such a hurry just to get to the good bit. But anyway.
Yeah.
Number four, when they say don't stop, do not stop.
Agreed.
Hardcore agree with that one. Oh my fucking God.
Okay, Mom, don't keep me going on about that. That's too much. I'm your daughter, remember?
Okay, right here. Number five, remember your ABCs. Use your tongue to trace them on the clit so you hit all the spots.
Yeah, I've heard guys talk about that.
Yeah, I've heard them talk about it too. I've never done it myself. Personally, when I'm going down a chick, I'm not thinking of the alphabet. This is like, I can see the sense in that God. One.
Yeah, Mom's
But it's not what I'm thinking when I'm down there. It's just not. Actually, you know what does pop into my head a bit while I'm down there?
Oh, my God, I really want to know.
Shh, I'm sharing love with you, okay, and edumacating you in stories of my youth, right? So I found when I was a kid, I found stashed under mum and dad's bed on dad's side, stashed behind stuff, right? I found his porno collection on videos, right? And there was this one, and that Ron guy, I can't think of his last name. He's a fucking dodgy cunt, eh? But he's in all the 70s, 80s porn. He's got that big mustache and everything, and he's fucking...
Anyway, yeah.
But anyway, and he did this video, and he was explaining how to do it, you know, and how to lick the clit and everything in this video and play it. And there's all these sorts of sloshy sounds, and we're going, oh, yeah, I love that sloppy slap, slap, slap. But anyway, so it's not unusual if I'm going down on a woman. And that... video will pop in my head.
Oh my God, that's gross.
No, right? Because I really can't fucking stand that before now. He makes me want to. It's just like, oh, why? Why is that picture coming into my head right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, that should, I should probably lock up my private stuff better under lock and key. Because my dad stashed that stuff fairly well and I still found it. Oh, and your sister's getting older. I should fucking get a safety box or something. So, wait. Number six, don't just focus on a spot. The sensitivity can extend all the way down to the thighs and up to the belly button.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with that one too. Yeah. Number seven, mix up sensations like kisses, long tongue strokes, etc.
Yeah. Doesn't get boring.
Yep. I agree with that one too. Number eight, explore their body. Connect with them, not just their vagina. Yep, totally agree with that too. Basically, like, you know that little crevice in between where your leg joins onto your, like...
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all sensitive and shit in there too, yeah. Number nine, the mind is the most important sex organ in their body. Make them feel like they are the sexiest thing on the planet and they will enjoy it so much more.
Yeah.
Yeah, I totally agree with that one too. Yeah, that definitely, yeah. You sort of can relax better then, eh? And just like go with
feel
it.
More rather, comfortable.
Yeah, yeah. And then you can feel the sensations rather than being in your head going, oh, my God, I didn't shave or something or other, whatever it is you're fucking in your head about while somebody's down there. And number 10, if they pull your head harder into their vagina, you let them finish, even if you can't breathe.
Yeah,
I totally agree with that one too. If you pull them in, like, don't fucking stop. Do not stop. Do not fucking stop. And I'm one of the worst for that because I'm okay, I won't share with you that.
Tonight, you've shared too much.
Okay, rightio. So, that brings us to, we got a review. I said, you know, I'd start, you know, doing, you'd be fucking right. You know how the other week I said, you know, if people leave us reviews on iTunes, I'll start doing shout outs to them and shit like that. And then iTunes is no more.
Oh.
They've gotten rid of iTunes. It no longer exists.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there's, Apple, some sort of version of Apple. They've released a whole suite of different apps instead, but iTunes no longer exists. So it just happens to be lucky that I happened to screenshot this person's review of us before it went down because it's daunted now. Well, I hope that transfers over eventually, but I can't find it now and I can't find the other ones that other people had left beforehand. So from B Tipplers, we have a 5-star review Sex positive fun. Y'all, a friend told me about this podcast and it's one of my new faves. Honey and Maz are cute together and I appreciate how forthright and funny they are. They demonstrate how being informed leads to better sex. Keep up the amazing work, ladies.
Oh, I love that one. That's cute.
It's fucking easy. I love it too, eh? I probably did a really bad version of the accent, but as soon as I read the y'all, I had to do an accent. I couldn't just not.
Because of when I was watching American shows and I would say y'all.
Y'all. But you know me, I'm always just like dropping into accents for no fucking reason. So, yeah. But anyway, that was a review and it was cute and nice and, you know, and people keep doing them, but on Apple now instead of iTunes because fuck, nothing ever stays the same. But yeah, that's us for the week.
Yeah.
I feel we were edumacational tonight. Do you feel we were edumacational?
Very edumacational, mother.
Mazza, this has been episode 8 and I'm Honey, otherwise known as Miss Honey Analverka.
And I'm Maz.
And this is...
My mum's a porn star.
Get sexually edumacated.
You can find us on Patreon and Facebook under the pages My Mum is a Porn Star. You can find us on Twitter at Mum Porn Star, capital M, capital P. And on Insta, My Mum is a P underscore Orn Star. That's My Mum is a Porn Star with an underscore after the P. Intro music credit to Ruben Wall for Funky Porno Music and outro music credit to Birthday Loyalty Club for Sex Pants. And if you're lucky, after the outro music, you might even find some outtakes.
I see you there with your sexy genders, checking me out in the hot suspenders, looking at my nice shirt, checking your hips, looking down at my pants and licking your lips. Cut a hole in the crotch and my clit hang loose, cut a gap in the back for my big caboose. You're sweating hard for the vibes and sending them in my sex pants.
Patent pending.
Sex pants, that's what I'm wearing. They keep staring at my sex pants.
Big special effects pants.
Sex pants, there ain't no clothing that's exposing as my sex pants. Badging your face like a ravenous leech. I'm a saucy, sexy son of a mum. With my flaps fly free, straight frame the cum. Then I slide across the floor on my slippery cunt. Like an arrow slug on a libidinous hunt.
And yo, how many fists can my big ass take?
Two to three.
Listen, how many fists can my big ass take?
We already told you, 2 to 3.
Sex pants, that's what I'm wearing. These keep staring at my sex pants.
Now you can watch me flex pants.
Sex pants, there ain't no clothing that's exposing, that's my sex pants.
Strutting her stuff, looking all obscene. Shaking that ass like it's on caffeine. So I tear a little hole in my corduroy shorts, pull one nut out and...
Hey! Who's this prick? Get out! Get out! Rude! Rude!
Sex pants, I'm feeling awful and remorseful in my sex pants.
Women are not objects, pants.
Sex pants, I keep regretting never getting in my sex pants. As I languish in my sex pants.
Remember Malcolm X pants.
Sex pants, I went from jizz into in prison in my sex pants.
Tyrannosaurus Rex pants.
Yo, yo, never forget Mount Vesuvius, 79 AD. We love you.
I screenshot a lot of stuff.
Clearly.
Yeah, like I'm just going past vagina clamps and penis stretchers.
Oh my God, I don't know about that. Oh, yuck.
Yeah, yeah.
Such a charmer, Mara.
I always am fucking charming, aren't I?
In your dreams, maybe.
Mm,